Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on the homeless encampments in America. Well, I just finished reading the internet today, this morning, and they were talking about how the different states have filed judgments and went to court for the encampments in all these different cities and different states and everything. And all these states so far have ruled that it's not illegal for people to sleep outside on sidewalks and public buildings and so on and so forth, if there's no place for them to live and if the shelters are full and to their capacity. And then I also saw on the internet that Elon Musk said that it's a big return on ROI, return on investment. This is a business. This is a social business. Homelessness, mental illness, and all this is a social business that people have been making money on other people's hardships. And there were people who really didn't have a hardship, but they wanted to find a problem, make a problem, create a problem so they can get paid for a problem, is what it is. And then they wanted to start using the programs that they can seek through different government agencies, from the city, the federal, the state, to build buildings that were to supposedly to house the people. But when once they build these buildings, a lot of times they're only going to take in about 5 people. And that's the minimum that they have to take in at a lot of these buildings. They don't have to make the entire building affordable housing for people in this situation. Then you have mayors that come into office that say, okay, well, we're going to do something about this homeless problem. We're going to put people in motel rooms and hotel rooms. For what? Why would you want to put people in hotel rooms and motel rooms and buy up motels and hotels? Are you serious? Do you not think that someone like me would not think that that's just a method to just do personal investment for themselves in office? That's how I would look at it. I mean, because the reason why I say this is because there are too many properties that are already in control by the government, through city, state, and federal, that they own already, that are apartment buildings that they own, that they have ceased for property taxes not being paid, so on and so forth. There's a whole lot of property out there that if they really wanted to put people in homes, then give people their homes back that you took in the first place. I mean, what sense does that make? You want to go buy motels or tell motel owners you want them to house people in their building and their companies when you could just give them their homes back and make a deal with them in payments of some sort of way, in the way that they want to make these payments to these owners in the first place. Well, make payments to people who are already owners of their own homes. You know, because they have programs set up for people where they have people who are contracting with the government, and they take people in and they make their homes transitional housing homes and things like that. Make a deal with them then. And the people that they've taken their homes from, and say, hey, we'll give you your home back, and you can take in 1 or 2 people as transitional rooms or something, and we'll work together and you pay us, we pay you, or something. And some type of partnership, do that. Give people their homes back that lost their homes. That makes sense to me. And then cut a deal with a partnership and helping the community. You know, turn part of your home into a bed and breakfast, or 2 rooms to rent out, like transitional housing like people do, or let us use your basement or something. I don't know. I mean, that sounds more logical to me than saying we're going to buy a motel and hotels, because I can tell you right now, all the hotels that I've seen that were built and done around the city that at one time was supposed to be part of the Home Key program and the other programs that are not in, I don't think they have continued or discontinued. Well, they're brand new brands now. They have brand new names and brand new businesses and remodeled, and it's just hotels. You know, with a new name. They're not taking in homes. They're just doing regular business. Well, hospitality business. So I just think that they should just give people back their homes. I mean, you have these programs where people... I was talking to a man, he's pretty up in age. He's like in his 70s, he can't hear. They have these programs set up to make people homeless. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like people are doing something wrong to be homeless. The government is set up in different aspects to create a problem, to make people homeless. Like if you don't pay your mortgage, you lose your home. If you don't pay your property taxes, you lose your business or your building or your house or whatever. If you don't pay, if you got Section 8 and your landlord wants more money and he wants to charge you more money and your voucher doesn't accept the amount of money that they pay, and you can't find another place, then you become homeless. And then if you can't find a place again, then you lose your voucher. And then it's just always something on and on and on and on and on. And the government don't want to admit it's them that's creating the problem. That they're the problem. That they are the ones who created this problem. And then you have these programs where you have people that didn't have mental health issues, and then you want to find a problem in them. You want to create a problem in them. You want to say they're crazy on documents so you can make money, so you can say you're putting them somewhere and they can't take care of themselves. So you want to have this program doing this and this program doing that because you want to say you're helping them do this because they can't manage their lives because it's money for you. And what do they get out of it? Nothing, really, because the people that I've met, they're all saying they get either Section 8, they're getting Social Security, which the only income they can really get help with is affordable housing, maybe somewhere without Section 8 or with Section 8. And then the other people are just getting like other state benefits. That's it. And then you have the people who have worked all their lives, 30 and 40 years at jobs, that are homeless too. Because their retirement money is not enough for them to live in a home. So the whole government system just have their own system and just putting people outside in the first place. It was just set up like that. Now, I met some people from Germany, and they were on their way back to Germany. They came to America for vacation. I said, do they have a homeless problem like this in Germany? They said no. They have a system where, number one, universities, education is free for everybody. We don't pay for universities. Our universities aren't free over here. You have to pay for education over here. He said, that's interesting. And then they don't have a homeless problem like they do over here either. That's interesting, too, because they put people in homes. I really think America should really follow the concepts and the way and the structures that other countries have done to make their citizens wealthy, instead of trying to make the greed of politicians wealthy. They should follow the systems of other countries like Germany and Austria that are set up to make their citizens wealthy. Because they have a wealthy system that they set up that, you know, they pay taxes, they pay into everything that they need to do, where they got great health care and so on and so forth. And they need to follow that system in order to have a great nation in America. That's if they really want America to be a great nation. But if they don't, then it's just going to stay the way that it is. It's just going to stay a nasty ass place with encampments all everywhere. I didn't know it was that bad. I didn't even know that. I didn't know all these states had encampments like this. I'm amazed at this problem. So, I'm thinking about the way Indians, how they had reservations back in the day. It's you know, it's just really crazy how this whole thing has come about. I mean, people are just really trying to maintain power and control people and control their lives, to control what they do, control their thinking, like they're God or something. I don't know what it is. God don't even control you like that, to be honest with you. If you really, really look at how God is, God lets you do what the fuck you want to do. To be honest with you, you're really free to do that. Because you're born free anyway. In that aspect of a spirit, of a human, really. Until you just start getting into the system. If you really think about it, you're really born free until you start creating little so-called documents of the nation that you supposedly need, which you really don't need. I mean, I think if people really didn't have birth certificates, have social security numbers, because when it comes down to people of African ancestry, none of it is real anyway. Because the people who came from Nigeria and all those places that they supposedly have brought to America on ships, which I don't believe happened. I just don't believe a lot of that happened. I just don't think that it was just possible to be on a wooden ship and sail all the way from Africa downward. And it just seemed weird on how they went through these rocks, ice and all this stuff. It's just weird to me when I look at different parts of the world. I mean, mountains and all that stuff. I don't see how you can get through mountains and ice areas, and it just seemed weird. It just seemed like a fabricated thing to me, you know. But because why does it seem fabricated to me? Because no one is going back that route on a yacht. A yacht is a boat, and I have yet seen anyone book reservations to travel by water from America to Africa through a ship, a yacht, Princess Mary, whatever ship they have. My husband even built a ship, and I haven't even seen him yet. He's into hospitality and traveling extensively, and he's Nigerian. He hasn't even found his way from right there of the point of no return side in Nigeria at the beach, at the dock, to travel from Africa himself to America or any other place or any other country. And you have a lot of billionaires out there. Now y'all flying by plane to these countries. But no one has yet taken a yacht trip from America to Africa. Not by ship yet have I ever seen it work. And if that was true, I want to see someone in the industry of traveling to make that possible and make that happen. I want to see it happen. I want to see a trip that says we're going to leave any island, anywhere, Hawaii, anywhere, California, ocean, wherever going to be, docking from Santa Monica Pier, wherever it is. I want to see you create a trip from America by yacht or ship back to Africa and back again. I want to see you book and create a voyage and tell me that's possible. Show the world that that's possible. Because if you can't do that, then I think that's a lie. And that's just something that's just been made up. And it was a great story to tell. I'm not saying that slavery never took place. I'm just saying I just find it hard to believe that no one has ever traveled that way by ship or yacht yet. People are going by plane. And if Jesus was on the arch, he was on a boat too. Boats been around a long ass time. Hell, that's like 1800s. To me, he was around in the 1800s. In my opinion, that's just my opinion. Because he had boats, because when you do history, anyone who's taken a DNA test, who supposedly have traveled from different countries by a boat from India and different places, started out about 1700. So I think Jesus was around in 1700s, 1800s, not prior to that, because he was on a boat. He was on a ship. Or however we travel over here. Mm-hmm. Noah's Ark. It was a boat. It was a ship. That was around in 1700s, 1800s. Whenever they started making transportation, that's when it was around, during the time of transportation by water. But I want to see someone travel, and I'm going to go on YouTube to see if they have anyone traveling from America by yacht or ship back to Africa and back again on a voyage, on a trip, on a vacation. Like I'd be booking all these trips and stuff, going to Canada and all these places, and y'all sit on the water a little bit and then y'all go back again. I want to see a trip go to Africa. Because if you can do that, then that means it really happened and it was true. And if you can't do that, then that was impossible for it to be done. So that's a lie that you guys have, people have put out here in the world, and children and books and schools and things like that, to brainwash people, to make them think that that's how they came here and ancestry came here and stuff. I mean, because that's something that I would tell my children. When was the last time you heard someone say that I'm going to go book a ship or a yacht trip to Africa? Pay tickets and leave and go. When last time you heard that? You heard people say I'm going to book a flight, but you never heard them say I'm going to book a yacht or a ship trip to Africa and back again. And if that can't be done, we need to change history and what was told about slavery and slaves coming on ships, because that means the people were already here in America for that to happen. They were already here. God's eyes are everywhere. And I believe that the people were here already. They traveled and they came some other way or something, or however it was, whatever the creation was or whatever, something else took place. These people were already here. They were already indigenous people. They were here already. I don't know what happened, how it happened, but these people got here by traveling on feet, by foot, some kind of way on their own. That's what I think. I don't know how long it took, but there are people in history that have traveled from different parts of the world by foot, because it was impossible to do that shit by water. But I don't know how they did it. They were able to go up mountains and walk through mountains and down mountains and around mountains and hilltops and things like that. That is a possibility, because people do it all the time. You see people with backpacks camping every day through waters, lakes, and streams everywhere all the time by foot. Not by yacht and not by ship, by foot. That's possible. Now, maybe people are landing on somebody else's land and they end up being somewhere else's land, and then they saw these people and then they decided to just capture them and then bring them and move them around and make them what they became. Now, that's possible. But I'll be waiting to see one of those ships booked, because I don't think it's possible. I don't think it happened like that. I see backpackers every day, all day long, everywhere. Campsites everywhere. Taking breaks, campsites, going in these woods, that wood, having a map, going here, going there. I see that every day, all the time, everywhere. I think people travel by foot. I don't think they travel by no ship. I don't think that was possible. I just think they went through lakes, streams, water, rivers on their own. And they got footprints in the sand to prove that. So, I don't know. I just think that the government can really solve this problem really practically overnight. And that's just by giving people their homes back. Having people who lost their homes have a partnership with them, a contract with them to, you know, start a business if they want to. Like, let's use your business for a little while, you know, for a basement, a transitional or something, or a bedroom or part of the house or your garage or something, until we get people to the next level or something. I mean, practically, it could be solved overnight, because each state has too many properties that are vacant and available that they can open up and use and put people in, like, overnight. There wouldn't be any encampments. All they have to do, and I'm sure that's what they do in these countries like Germany, they place people in properties that are vacant, probably, and open and don't have nothing in it, and they just make a home there for their people that live there in their culture. This is something that can be solved overnight, folks. It is not that serious. People are out just to make money, and they have the scams out there too. This is a moneymaker. This is a big ROI return on investment is big. People are getting $80 million to develop new buildings and apartment buildings every day in different states. They all have their own money set aside. There are people that are supposed to be getting, that are Native Americans, like myself, that's part Native American, DNA tested as well, but they want to have it so that people who have dark skin are not entitled to have Native American money. They have blocked that in a lot of ways, but people who are really entitled to having the real Native Americans, like my, I know damn well I'm supposed to have it because my grandfather discovered the North Pole. I was getting it, but there are people who got involved in my life when I was a child that took my funds. But other than that, I was getting Native American money. I was getting $10,000 a month. But now people are supposed to be getting $300,000 a month. This could be solved fucking overnight. Give people who are supposed to be getting Native American money their $300,000 a month. Even if you gave them just $10,000 a month and all their children, mothers, fathers, their children, the whole household, you know, and their kids, even if they was getting $10,000 a month, give them their money. This could be solved overnight. Trust me. If they really wanted to solve this problem at the White House level, the government level, state level, city level, wherever these people who are really entitled, forget about Social Security. Forget about that. Because Social Security is not going to be enough to do nothing for nobody. Get no $1,000 a month, no $900 a month. Squash welfare too. Squash that too. Squash whatever they're giving in welfare as well, because you can squash all that. Put both Social Security to the side and the welfare to the side, and give people who are entitled to have Native American money, who are Blackfoot, Cherokee, Ashanti, whatever they are, Apache, Chippewa, whatever they are. It don't matter what the color their skin is. It's their DNA ancestry test that says that's what they are. That should be used. They have people at the level of these offices that are saying that this is not good enough. That's because they were not even born that, and they're not that. That's why they got it blocked like that. People need to be starting new tribes or something, but y'all need to get together. I don't know, get a new tribe going or something, but in the meantime, this needs to be fought at that level of the Native American thing of getting money for Native American income. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're born in America, you're a Native American anyway. As far as I'm concerned, what difference does it make? You're born in America, you're a Native of America. But in the way that they have done things in the past, the people that were getting the money and all that and part of the casinos, we are supposed to be a part of that. We are supposed to be a part of that. Because I could tell you one thing for sure. My family didn't look nothing like they got today. They got everybody just one complexion with straight hair. No, that ain't even real. That's not real at all. That's impossible. That is totally impossible. So that's not real on what they have formed. Everyone to be just one complexion and just straight black hair. That's not real. I grew up with Cherokees. I grew up with Blackfoots. I grew up with Chippewas. I went to all kind of different powwows in Canada and California and different places. I know how I was raised, and that's not real. How they got it looking today, just one complexion and straight black hair, that's not real. Not at all. And I'm also Jarate Indian. My grandfather was also Jarate Indian. And my grandmother, one of my other grandmothers, were Southeast Asian as well. I think she was Southeast. She was lighter side of Asia. I have both. And all that's on my DNA chart. So that's not real. All this, they just got straight white and just looking with straight black hair and that's it. Nah, that ain't real. Mm-mm. That's not how that was done back then in them days. Because I went to my powwows and all that stuff with my family. And we look all kind of different complexions and shades. Asian eyes, some light brown, some dark skin, some real light. We were all different complexions. Some look just African. We had all kind of beautiful people that we saw. White, you name it. That's not real at what they got now and dealing with Native American nations and tribes. That's not real. Mm-mm. That's not even possible. There's no way that you can keep that going from one generation to another generation like that. You would have to be a real purebred of something for it to be that way. And that means that you never mix with anything else. And that's not even true at the level of dealing with Queen Elizabeth and Charles, because there are relatives too. Because I've tested my DNA and I matched one of the grandsons and we're cousins. We even contacted each other and talked back and forth through email. And we matched. And before Queen Elizabeth died, she made that public over there that they were Jirate Indian mix. Because I matched one of the grandsons. And we chatted. I'm not going to give his name, but we chatted too. Say, what? And then it came up that we match King Richard the Third from over there too. So we all got that. And then he got 1% African in him that was the same mother line that came from my mother line from Bantu tribe. So none of that racist, prejudice stuff y'all talking about that y'all got today ain't real. I ain't with that. And my cousin don't even look like he got no drop of African in him. He was trying to figure it out. I said, look, cuz, it happened. There's nothing we can do about the past. We are here for whatever reason and purpose by God. Our family mixed together and they weren't like that. They weren't about the skin color, whatever it was. I don't know if they was raped or what they were, or they fell in love or whatever it is. We're here. Nobody's gonna go back. People have lived and died. Nobody's gonna go back and put nobody back up in their sperm and their egg and be unborn or nothing. Ain't gonna happen. We are here today. Do what you need to do. I do what I need to do, and let's just move on. We see it. We gonna be it. That's it. What else is there to do but just live? Because when you have kids, your children are not going to look like that. They might start off looking kind of light, then they're going to get darker, and they'll start looking browner. It depends. I mean, the genes and everything could just skip anyway. We already have kids, and my cousins were born with red hair. All kind of different hair colors and stuff. It is what it is. You know, anybody tripping? Because I know I'm not tripping on that. I know what I saw growing up. So anybody that's trying to ever have anything like it's just all about being all light-complected only or whatever, that's just your prerogative. And that's how you want to be. That's how you want to raise your children. That's just how you are. That's your thing. But I know how I was raised. My grandmother wasn't into all that. She didn't care about all that. My grandfather didn't either. I wasn't raised around that. Now, there are different little aunts who had some little issues with things on complexions and stuff like that, that wanted only a certain shade around them, and they only wanted the kids to date certain people, so it'd be just looking like just little mixed kids running around or whatever. Now, there were aunts that were like that, but the grandparents, they were not like that on either side. Not my grandparents, not the ones I grew up with. Paternal or maternal, they weren't like that. But anyway, I'm not trying to get on this podcast to complain today, because I'm going to make this a short podcast. I get to talking too much. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I really believe that the homeless encampments can be solved overnight, really, by the government, easily. By just giving up all these buildings and vacant buildings and commercial buildings and all these homes that they have a listed of availability that are either foreclosures or need to be renovated or whatever the case is. Give those homes up. They have a listing all over the place in every state. And they can just be solved overnight. I mean, they have all kind of programs, sweat equity, everything. They just need to give all that up and just put people back in homes and let them fix them up or whatever, and pay the people that are homeless to fix up the places and get back in the homes and let them fix it up. Pay them to fix it up so they can get back in these homes. And let's just move on so we can clean up the streets right. That's the best way to go. That's the best way to go. Okay, y'all. Thank you for listening to Akasha Media Podcast Live. This is your podcast host, Variety Shunavir, giving you a podcast commentary on America homeless encampments that are housed. Take care. Thank you for listening. La 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 la.